So this is the time which is normally known to be a month of a bit of negativity. This month has the destruction of both temples in Jerusalem that were destroyed. But at the same time, it has the Day of Love, which is the most positive day of the year. So in 9 days from now is the most negative day of the year. And in 15 days from now is the most positive day of the year. Now, also, the birthday of the Messiah is in this month. And so there's a big duality of complete destruction of everything spiritual that we know and love on the other side, the most amazing day of love and its polar opposites. So what is going on this month? So first, I want to show you the letters of the month. And the letters of the month are Kaf and Tet. Now, Kaf created the sign, the sun, and Tet created the sign of Leo. And we're going to talk about it. So the letter Kaf, it says in the Kabbalistic books, was like a king, and it had a crown on it. And through that, the sun was created, because we know the sun is like the king of the universe. And also, Wednesday was created in this month. And another thing that corresponds to this month is the left eye. So just a couple of little tips of what can happen in this month. Now, this month is talking about hidden light. And it's sort of like the work of kings and queens, because Leos are like kings and queens. And it's funny, I have two Leos in the room right now. Now, they're very merciful and kind people. And whatever they touch becomes successful. And they have the power to be strong and brave. And usually money comes to them. Whatever they touch, money comes to them. And they're very good with silver and gold. So whatever they touch can be silver and gold. Now, the main reason for a Leo not to be successful is because there are people who, around them, who are jealous and don't want them to be successful. They don't want them to be happy. And it says that these people are a bridge between fire and water. Why? Because, first of all, they always have a conflict within them. They're fire and they're water, because they are Leos. So they have both the mercy and the fire. On the one hand, they're giving and they're merciful and they like to help. And on the other hand, they're the left column. They're fire. So there's a couple of things. It says that traveling on boat, I don't know if this is true, Leos will tell me, but it says that traveling on boat is not as good for them as traveling on land. They don't like water as much as land. I don't know if that's true. Could be true. Yeah, most Leos don't like to go on boats. And another thing about Leos is that they always win their enemies, and they do it very slowly. But the problem is that they're so naive and they're so kind that they don't realize all the time that they have enemies. But once they do, they can figure out who's talking behind their back and they will destroy them. So in their nature, they're very kind people. Again, they could be naive and it could be hard for them to find their enemies. Now, they're a sign, if you think about it, Leos are kings and queens. So they're a sign of freedom. And they're a sign of getting away from slavery. And once we understand the attributes of Leo, we'll know how to act in this month. So, first of all, they don't like to see people in pain. You know, like the sun. The sun is always shining and keeping us warm. And in the same way, Leos always like to protect people. They always like to make sure that everyone around them is satisfied. And they're always liked by people. You won't find a lot of Leos that people don't like. You know, they're liked by the creator, they're liked by people, they're kind. And the way you can tell usually if a person is a Leo, and this is very funny, is that they have two things. They have ego and they're generous. Sounds conflicting, right? But it's really not. Because they love to give. They love the generosity. It's important to them. But it has to do with their image. It feeds their ego. And so they're very charismatic people. They're always the center of attention, and they love to give. Something very interesting that I read in one of the Kabbalistic books is they have the power to cure people. When they get close to someone, they can cure them. Why? Because they have the balance between fire and water. So when a person is sick, it's either they have too much fire in them or too much water in them. Like the kidneys. If the kidneys are inflamed, there's too much fire. If there's something wrong with the lungs, it has to do with the air and the water. So they have the power to balance both of them. This month, we have to act like Leos. Now, what does that mean? It means that we have to get into generosity. We need to learn how to be generous this month. Why? Because in 9 days, we have the day that's called the ninth of Av, the ninth day of Leo. And what does that mean? We're going to fast, we're going to sit on the floor and meditate, and we're going to mourn about the destruction of the temple. But what happened? What exactly happened? The biggest reason that that all happened was because we couldn't be generous with each other. We couldn't be kind to one another. We couldn't give compliments. We were too judgmental. And in this month, we have to find ways to be generous. We have to be kind to one another. Now, the second letter that controls this month is the letter Tav. And if you look on the screen, you'll see that the letter Tav turns inward. And that means that for us, we need to look inside and see where we can be more generous. Not to look and see where others are not being generous enough, but what we can do to be more generous. How can I increase the happiness of people around me? How can I increase the security of people around me? How can I be nicer to them? Those are the things that we can look inside and see. The second thing we can do this month is if we see people with any kind of addiction or any problems in their life, or just anything that they're having challenges with, it's our job to help them this month. This month, we need to find a way to become leaders, just like Leos. It's our job to help people around us. We can't just sit there and think of, you know, poor me, this isn't happening for me, and this isn't going well for me, and this isn't working, it's something very easy to fall into this month. Depression, you're going to feel the shift very quickly. Depression, victimization, all that energy can happen in a second this month. And we need to be able to say to ourselves, there's a way to get out of it. We're going to look around and see how we can become a leader and how we can help people around us. So what exactly is happening this month? The Kabbalists explain to us that there's a sequence that can help us overcome the energy in this month. And I'm going to explain it to you in 1 second. Okay, so there are three different sequences for overcoming negativity. Now, the first one, which is the right column for giving. Now, how did we get to this sequence? If you're familiar with the Tetragrammaton, it's Yud, He, Vav, He. So if you take the letter before, and you can see in the first line, if you take the letter before each letter of that sequence, you'll get the sequence on the top, which is Tet, Dalid, He, Dalid. And that one is the right column for giving. Then there's another one, which is the left column for receiving. And this is in the same kind of way where you take the Yud, He, Vav, He, and now you take the letter after each one of those letters, and that's Kaf, Vav, Zayin, Vav. And that one is left column for receiving. And now the third one is something very interesting. It's called Adbash. And if I was to explain to you in English what Adbash is, it would mean like mirroring letters. So A mirrors Z, B mirrors Y. So in the Hebrew alphabet, the Tet and the Mem mirror each other. And that's how you get the central column. I'm sorry, the Yud and the Mem mirror each other. And that's how you get the central column sequence. And so the Kabbalists explain that when we look at these configurations in the next 8 days, they will help us control all the negativity and problems that we have this month. Now, I keep on saying 9 days. Because the ninth day of this month of Leo falls actually on Friday night, we don't fast on Friday night, so we're going to actually celebrate the ninth day of Av on Saturday night. So the fast will be next Saturday night. Now, there's another very interesting thing. You know, we're talking about challenges in this month, and the Hebrew word for challenges is tzara. And if you switch the letters around, you get the word ratza, which is ratzon, desire. And we just explained that Leo brings balance into our lives. Now, with challenges, we can either fall into victimization, or we can say, what is our desire? How do we get out of this challenge? So these days are very concealed. And for some people, these days are the best. And for some people, it's utter disaster. And it's like a shell. Have you ever seen an almond? If you see an almond when it grows, it has a green shell around it. That's like at first, before it becomes ripe. And inside, it's still liquidy. The almond hasn't formed yet. And then when you start peeling it, once it's ripe, the almond is there. It becomes revealed. The reason we experience problems is because we don't know how to penetrate what's concealed to discover the energy. And so these meditations will help us not to experience the negativity. It will help us penetrate through all of those challenges and be able to reach our desire. So what exactly happened in the 9 days besides the destruction of the temple? So there's a story in the Bible that Moses sends out spies to look into the land of Israel and see if it's good for the people to come into. This is before they went into the land of Israel. And there's a whole story. And the spies made a conscious decision to give a bad report of the land of Israel. Sounds weird, right? Why? Because it was concealed. They didn't lie. I mean, they just couldn't see the good in the land. They couldn't penetrate. They couldn't penetrate through the negativity. But instead of looking inwards and saying, what's wrong with me that I can't see the positivity, I can't see the good things about it, they looked outwards and they saw the bad. So what happened when they came back? They gave the report to the people of Israel. And of course, there was depression and they started crying. How could this be? And when this happened, the Creator basically said, you're crying for no reason. We'll give you a reason to cry. And so that day, from that day on, it was known as the day of destruction. But there's a big but here. The Kabbalists reveal a secret. That day is the day that Messiah will be born. It's the same day. So for us, what does that mean? What do we need to know? It's a time of destruction with potential to get to the Messiah. And we'll talk about what is Messiah. But again, it's back to tzara, which is challenge, or ratza, which is desire. So we have to find mercy inside of us. We have to see mercy. We have to see the good in ourselves. Can't be judgmental of ourselves. We can't be judgmental of our friends, our family. This is the time that we need to be able to draw down mercy. We need to be able to see the love in each other. Because if we start judging even ourselves, we're drawing down that judgment. So every ninth day of Av, people sit on the floor and they're mourning the destruction of the temples. And then the next day, after midday, people sit on chairs, it becomes a holiday, and all of the energy shifts to the energy of Messiah. And this is according to Rabbi Isaac Luria. And it's very contradicting and very confusing, because in one way, I'm mourning everything I lost, and in the same 24 hours, I'm celebrating everything I'm hoping for. And so each and every one of us needs to find the power within to see how I can manifest my potential in the best way. Because it's right there. You have the most negative day and you can manifest your whole potential. But how do we do this? If we think about it, there might be areas in our life that are falling apart. There might be areas in our life that aren't working. But there might be areas in our life that we haven't discovered yet. And the question is, are we willing to become leaders of our own life? Are we willing to be a true Leo and discover them? Leos don't really like to take leadership, even though that's their perfect job. But what's their number one sentence? And both Leos are going to kill me right now. It's impossible. Why? They'll find what's impossible in everything, but there's a reason for it. They're a little bit lazy, just a little bit. Because in the true, I've got Leos here with me, in the true sense, they are capable of making anything happen if they want to. But what happens is they start thinking, okay, for this to happen, I have to do this, and I have to do this. You know what? It's impossible. And the funny thing is they want credit for the impossible. You know what? It's really impossible. And it's ego for them. They can show that it's impossible because they realize how much work it takes. So this month is the time of self-discovery. This is a time that we have to discover the potential within ourselves. The Messiah is not some person on a donkey coming on a white donkey and saving us, or it's not some outside force. The Messiah is within us, and that's the real work that needs to be done. Let me just go on to a couple of more interesting things. I read in one of the books that, and this is just random, a person shouldn't go alone outside during the next 9 days, and I'm sure nobody has heard this, from 10 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon, because it's the time of judgment. So just in the next 9 days, not after that. 10 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon. Actually, at night, it's not so bad, except for the two days of the week, but that's a whole other. So how do we bring the Messiah consciousness in our lives? What do we do? It depends a lot on true love. Now, what is true love? True love and true desire, like it says on the screen, desire, challenge. What happens when you're about to go away for, let's say, 2 months, and you have all these people around you that you love, and you have to leave them for 2 months? What happens all of a sudden? You all of a sudden appreciate the love between you. You all of a sudden have this awakening of, oh my gosh, I'm not going to see them for 2 months. How are we going to do this? We're going to leave each other. All of a sudden, that love is awakened because you're aware of how much you're going to miss them. Now, during this time, the Messiah is born. But what happens is, if we fall into that negativity, we completely disconnect ourselves from the Creator. So every time that we have this challenge or this destruction, or we go into the consciousness of everything isn't working, everything that can go wrong will go wrong, that can either bring us down to a place of victimization.com, or it can build our true desire to get back closer to the Creator. In that time of challenge, in that lowest, lowest point, what are we thinking? Are we thinking of what we really want? Or are we stuck in there? So every time we go through a tough time, this is the time that we're separated from the light of the Creator. But within that, what are we doing? Are we building a desire so that at the end of it, we'll be able to bring the 15th of the month, which is the most positive day of the month? Or are we stuck in that victimization? If you have people around you that you know that are sick, what do you need to tell them all the time? And even if it's a tough disease, what do you want? Do you want to live? Do you want to overcome the disease? Do you want to be healthy? Because within the time of those challenges, we have the time to build our strongest desire. So we just need to think, what do I want? What is it that I want when I get to the other side of the desire, of the challenge? What is my true desire? Within this time of the 9 days, we have the time to build our strongest desire. And at the end of that, we have the day of love, which is the most positive day of the year. So what happens on the day of love? We have a full moon, and it's the month of Leo, so we have the sun. So it's 180 degrees, and we have the male and female energy exactly together. So this is the time that our full potential can come out. It's not just about soulmates and love, but it's our full potential. And so what are we doing in the 9 days? Are we complaining about what we don't have? Are we just thinking about our victim consciousness? Or do we really want to build our desire? What are we thinking? Are we always looking to be accepted by people? Or are we thinking what we really want, which is to be accepted by the Creator? We don't really think about that enough. We think, okay, we want to look good, we want to feel good, we want people to like us, but truly, truly within ourselves, we want to be accepted by the Creator. Now, when I talk about desire, it's not what you want because you don't have it. We want money because we don't have it. We want friends because we don't have it. We want to be happy because we don't have happiness. That's not true desire. True desire comes from a place of wanting, not a place of lack. There's a big difference. It's not about what we're missing. Most people, when they go through problems, what do? They either shut down or they fight, right? But nobody thinks, I have this problem so I can awaken a true desire within me to find what I really want. So it's not about overcoming the challenge and fighting it and, oh, now I'm on the other side. No, it's what do I want? What do I truly want? Why am I having this challenge? Is it because I need to build my true desire? What is it about? So Tu B'Av, which is the 15th day of Leo, is the holiday of love. And it says in the different stories, it says that the daughters of Israel used to wear white dresses and go to the vineyards and look for boys, that's what it says, and say, raise your eyes and tell me who you choose. It sounds like a love story. And they used to wear white, not to embarrass any other girls who had no clothes, and they used to borrow from each other, white dresses. Now this whole thing sounds kind of weird. I mean, why didn't they wear colored clothes? I mean, I don't like to wear white because it kind of makes me look a little bit fat. And I'm sure all women understand what I'm saying. Most women don't wear white, so what's the white about? And what's the dancing about? And so I found this. So the word dance in Hebrew is machol, and it comes from the same word mechila, which is repentance. So what are we talking about? Everyone, and you know, usually in the different commentaries, if you have a subject, there are maybe three opinions, and they, you know, they argue with each other, and at the end, they come to a compromise. But here, everyone agrees that the 15th day of the month of Leo is a positive day. So what does this whole story mean? This, of course, has nothing to do with the girls and the boys. The girls represent our soul. And the dance represents getting rid of our negativities, getting rid of our sins. And the white clothes represent purification. And so if you think of the opposite of white is red. So all of our fears, all of our sins, all of our negativities are red. And all their fear disappeared into white. So what happens on Tu B'Av? We can collect all our fears and all our negativities and understand that the Creator on that day is going to give us a gift. If you bring all your negativities and all your fears and all your bad habits and everything that you're doing wrong, everything will be turned into white. And the Creator will lend us those white clothes. So what are the white clothes? I mean, the Creator isn't just going to wipe away everything we've done, you know, and just that's it. Everything is gone. But what does white represent? White represents giving. So the idea is that a person who looks to do more giving and more sharing and more good things, I mean white, you know, if you think about milk is white, it's sharing. This is the way to get out of our bad habits. This is the way to get out of our negativities. So if we feel that we can't get out of our negativities and we can't get out of our bad habits and we don't know what to do, it's not about staying stuck there. It's about saying, okay, I need to give more. I need to do more. I need to share more. Who can I help around me? So it's not about I can't get rid of the negativity. It's about adding the positivity. It's about doing the good things. And what I'd like to do now is I'd like to do a meditation. It might be a bit long, but I promise you it will help you a lot this month. So this meditation is from Rabbi Avraham Aboulafia. So we didn't talk about the sequence of the month. Every month has a different tetragrammaton. The sequence of this month is the K-Vav Yud-K. And then the angel of the month is what you have on the screen. And now we're going to go back to the letters of the month. So what I'd like you to do is look at the letters of the month. And I'd like you to breathe in and out three times. Now, if you can remember what the letters look like, if not, you can look at the screen. I'd like you to move your head according to the shape of the letters. If you can do that 10 times, as if your nose is writing the letters in the air. So you have the kaf and you have the tet. You can do that 10 times. The kaf and the tet. The kaf and tet. Kaf and tet. Kaf and tet. Now I'd like you to focus on your breathing again. Breathe in and out. You can do 5 deep breaths. I want you to start imagining a white light coming from the top of your head, top of your skull, back of your eyes, your nose, your ears, flowing down your cheeks and your mouth, your chin. Feel the light going to your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your body. You can feel it going through your inner organs, down to your hips and your legs. And you feel the light all the way down to the tips of your toes. And now what I'd like you to do is imagine the letter kaf in front of your name, almost like you're adding a K in front of your name. And at the end of the name, you're going to add the tet or a T at the end of your name. And this now becomes your messenger. It takes form of an angel, a form of a messenger in your life. And I'd like you to ask this messenger, what is the one thing that I need to transform this month? And now I want you to ask this messenger, where do I need to share more? Where do I need to bring more of the color white into this month? And you can take this messenger with you this whole month. What do I need to transform? And where do I need to bring the color white in? Where do I need to share more in my life? You can take a minute for the question. Now I'd like you to imagine a big screen with a big fabric dropping over this screen. And the fabric is the color red. And I want you to write on that fabric all the negativities and all the bad habits that you have in your life. And imagine yourself writing it on that fabric. See the letters. Now what I'd like you to do is see the fabric changing into a white color and see the letters floating in the air. And I'd like you to take those same letters and transform them into things of positivity that you want to happen this month. Forgive yourself for those negativities. Forgive yourself for those bad habits and see the letters forming positive things. See the letters forming things that you would like to manifest in this month. When you're ready, start being aware of your breath. Be aware of the light coming from your toes, up your legs, through your knees, your hips, through your inner organs, your shoulders, your arms. Feel the light going to your fingers, your neck, going back into your face, all the way to the top of the skull. Start breathing 5 breaths in and out. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Okay, thank you everybody, and have a good month of Leo, and we will see you next Saturday night for the 9th of Av.